Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. After the bathroom incident, Percy tries to apologize to Annabeth, telling her that it was not his fault. But deep inside, he do know that he caused the water to rise out of the toilets. After hearing this, Annabeth tells him that he has to consult the oracle. Percy's thinking was so messed up, he told Annabeth that he wants to go home. Then Annabeth tells Percy that there is no safer place than Camp Half-Blood for people like us. Again, Percy is confused. He asks, "What do you mean by us?" Then Annabeth tells him that he is a half-human and a half-god. His father was not dead. He was one of the Olympians. Then Percy asks Annabeth who her dad was. She replies that her dad was a professor of American history and her mother was Athena, the goddess of warfare and wisdom. Then Percy wants to know who his dad is, and she tells him that gods claim their daughters or sons by showing a sign. She also warns him that at times it may not happen too. Then Annabeth also tells him facts about Camp Half-Blood. She tells him that Camp Half-Blood is sealed, which won't let any monsters come inside the camp until someone summons it from inside the camp. Then Percy learns that Annabeth is a year-rounder and she has been in the camp since 7. When he asks her how can he go out and what happened if he just walked out of the camp, she tells him that would be suicide and you could also go but with the permission of Chiron or until you get a quest. She cuts off when she speaks of the quest and that leaves Percy hanging. Then Percy talks about summer solstice. Then he could see her burning with curiosity. She knows that Chiron and Grover know something but does not tell her. Annabeth, Luke and some other campers took a small field trip to Mount Olympus during the last summer and things have been weird. And that's when Percy learns that Mount Olympus is in New York and it is located in the 600th floor of the Empire State Building. She tells him that right after the field trip, the weather has been very weird. Percy has also sensed this. While he was on his field trip to the museum, he had also sensed something wrong with the weather. Let's discuss the rest in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.